Year after year, the Singletary Center brings exciting shows and great performances to Central Kentucky. A new season opens soon, and today we're fortunate to have with us Center Director Michael Grice and Marketing Director Summer Gossett. I'm Tom Goodell. Michael, Summer, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Michael Grice, tell me about putting together a new season. How do you go about it? Where do you look for new shows and exciting artists?
All sorts of different sources. So from reading to seeing documentaries to hearing music on your station, among others, going on the internet and listening to groups that someone might have recommended to me. Sometimes I listen to my staff, and oftentimes they're right, and we'll pick something that fits well. And often you end up having what really works the best, even though you may have seen it differently at the very beginning of the process. Going through dozens of different musicians, you might have a way to weed them out quickly because of tour dates and money and so forth. But basically, it comes down to the few dates that we have available, the monies that we have available, and then the artists that we go after are normally the top of the list first, and we ultimately get them.
Summer Gossett, the new season opens on Friday, August 24th, with a musician that I think we all know and love from television. So tell us about that show.
Well, Michael's extremely excited about this show. He's a big House fan. I've never actually seen the show, but we do have Hugh Laurie and the Copper Bottom Band coming, and he does blues, and he just came out with his first record, a debut album, and it's called Let Them Talk. He's actually touring in Europe right now, and he'll be back in the States, I believe, in the beginning of August. So we're really excited. It's funny to get the phone calls for people who are buying the tickets because they're either a Hugh Laurie fan or they're a House fan. So it's been interesting talking to the people that are coming to the show. So we're really excited. This will be one of the first times we've had somebody who's kind of a crossover of TV or film that's a musician as well that's coming to play with us. So it's going to be really interesting to have him here.
Maybe you can put Steve Martin on the list next.
Right.
Michael, what are some of the other highlights that are coming up this season?
Well, after Hugh Laurie, we have a musician named Andrew Bird, who is coming in at the end of September the 29th.
Yeah, that looks like a very interesting show.
He's a really interesting musician, and of course, he's very popular and more popular every day. He's a classically trained violinist and also a world-class whistler who says that whistling and playing the violin have a lot of similarities. He's a multi-instrumentalist as well, and so I think that my friends had seen him at the Ryman last fall and raved about him, and I'd heard some of his music and thought he was just a solo act, but apparently he's now touring with this new album, promoting his new album. He is touring with a group, so it's going to be a lively and large show.
And over the years here at WUKY, we've really appreciated the opportunity to work with the Singletary Center to bring some unusual shows to Lexington. One of them is scheduled for this fall, actually a couple of them. First up is on October 21st, the premier political satirists of our time, the Capitol Steps.
Right, they're coming. And they're extremely popular. I mean, they excel at every place they go, and they're so witty and funny, and they change throughout the generations in vibrant new ways. So I'm looking forward to that show especially.
This is the third time since I have been here that they have appeared at the Singletary Center, and I know we had a sellout the first time, and great show. They are just they're gifted.
Always fresh and new too. It's nothing old.
And I'll never forget what they said at the end of their show 8 years ago when they were here. They said, "As you go to the polls, just remember what's bad for the country is good for us."
Exactly.
Now also at the Singletary Center this fall, WUKY is presenting a beloved author who will be reading some of his newest works, Mr. David Sedaris. So
this will be his second time at the Singletary Center. He was here 3 years ago, I believe. We sell a ton of his books in the lobby the night of the show. Very popular. People stand in line to get his autograph and get their books signed. And they come from all over to come see him, to see him read. So that'll be a really nice night, too.
Yeah, the guy can read and still be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not always the case.
That's always tough.
But he's funnier than many stand-up comics,
mm-hmm.
and really has a way with words. Well, I guess he would, mm-hmm. being as celebrated an author as he is. But his skills as an entertainer are really exceptional. And for a one-man show, I don't think you can find a better one.
No, he keeps you on the edge of your seat, even when he's reading from his book. It's really a strange talent.
Now, are there some other shows you'd like to highlight for this coming season?
Yeah, we have a really great big band jazz band, the Birdland Big Band. The concert's called Live at Birdland, and it features Tommy Igo as the drummer. He's also the conductor. Fantastic, well-known international drummer. Comes from a very musical family. His drumming was also the basis for the Lion King's percussion. So he's a well-versed drummer. And in this case, he's the leader of the band at the Birdland Jazz Club in New York, and sells out each week on a regular basis there. Really fortunate to have him here. And in fact, Tommy Igo is a pretty good friend of Jim Campbell's here at the University of Kentucky's percussion department. And so we're going to be working with Jim and some of his students and Tommy Igo, and like we've done with other artists that have come in, working with our students and our professors. Then we also have, of course, Chris Isaac.
Yes.
Performing again. He was here about two and a half years ago. We've heard a lot from the people who came to that concert, and so we decided
they didn't want to go
back.
Home, wasn't that
the
story?
No, he wouldn't stop playing.
He wouldn't stop playing. He said, I'll play as long as you stay, mm-hmm. and everyone stayed. Mm-hmm. And so I think
I went home before he got off stage.
He ran out of songs and started playing old rock and roll tunes because they said they'd run out. But he was a wonderful performer, great guy. The audience loved him, and he has a new album out that's just stellar. Mm-hmm. It's covering the old Sun Records cuts, everything from songs that you may have heard of performed by people such as Johnny Cash to songs that were uncovered by him and rearranged. And it's a great album. I listen to it a lot. And he'll be doing that album as well as some of his other work in November. That's November the 17th. And then for the large holiday show, we have the Brian Setzer Orchestra's Christmas Rocks Extravaganza. Tried for years to get this here and at my other art center that I ran before coming here. It's difficult to get because he only performs this in December, and it's done in order of his touring dates. So if he's heading west and passes you up, you can't get him. So anyway, we finally got him, and it's a huge extravaganza with Brian Setzer, who you may remember if you're old enough, was with Stray Cats, a really post rockabilly band, a really popular one, and then started, of course, the swing jump blues band orchestra that evolved into this Christmas extravaganza. So it's a large band with him, great showman, and it will be a really, really fun Christmas show, huge Christmas show. And then we have a Grammy Award-winning opera soprano, Christine Brewer, who will be joining John Nardalillo and the UK Symphony Orchestra in the late winter, February 15th.
The UK Symphony has brought in some really extraordinary guest artists.
Yeah, we do that with them. We bring in the guest artists, and John works with the list of artists and in the repertoire, and comes up with the people he would like to work with, and then we go to work and find how to bring them in.
And this is a tribute to Wagner.
Yes, the 200th, celebrating his 200th birthday of Richard Wagner. And Christine Brewer is just a top soprano, one of the top five in the world today. And it's really a great thing to be able to get her here. And she'll be singing the Immolation scene and some other pieces with John and the orchestra. And she just finished doing this at Atlanta, and also with Michael Tilson Thomas in the New World Symphony. And then she'll also be doing it some other work with the San Francisco Symphony later this year. So to have her come here and perform this in our hall with our orchestra is really a tribute to our music department and to our musicians and to our conductor.
And the Immolation scene literally does bring down the house.
It does. It's the biggest fire sale you'll have on stage.
How can our listeners go about ordering tickets for these events?
You can call the ticket office at 257-4929. You can also go to our website at singletarycenter.com, or you can go to scfatickets.com. Even if it's not on sale yet, you'll see that it is listed, and it will tell you what day they do go on sale. We've kind of staggered the on sale dates to give each show a little bit more attention, and I believe everything is pretty much on sale at this point.
And do either of you have any good tips for finding good parking spaces around Singletary?
Since all of our shows this year are actually on Fridays and Saturdays for the first time, parking is always free on Saturday, and it's free after 7 o'clock on Fridays. There are a multitude of parking lots around the center. People don't believe us, but
it's true. The only one you do not want to park in is an R lot, a residency parking lot. Other than that, you can park anywhere you'd like.
There is a lot of street parking, anything that says E lot, and there is the large parking structure on Limestone and Avenue of Champions as well.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Our guests have been Michael Grice and Summer Gossett from UK's Singletary Center. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.